This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Former Browns offensive lineman Jason Pinkston with us just moments ago talking about is there a difference or should there be a difference between 0-8 down the stretch or 4-4? Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. It is a football Friday. It is an F off Friday. We got the 5 at 5 coming up. Daryl at 6. Very excited for that. But, I know we've gotten into this, but I think what's interesting about this idea is, because on one hand, I don't think 4-4 should change a damn thing. This season is such a massive disappointment, and everybody wants to focus on, yeah, but they've been a 500 team with the Browns. That in and of itself is wildly offensive. Like, guys, we can dream of being better than 500 across a four-year stretch. It's okay. We're not being unreasonable. But not only that, okay, so I don't think there should be a huge difference between 0-8 and 4-4. What I will say is, though, I still have the memory of Eric Mangini etched into the back of my brain where that guy went from fired beyond all reason to they hired Mike Holmgren. Mangini won, I think it was 4 straight or 4 of his last 5, and then we had to deal through the lame duck year the next year. So I do think there's a difference. I think it's plausible that there could be a difference between 0-8 and 4-4.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, what you're describing is it's very similar to after Hugh Jackson was gone, and then Greg Williams won a bunch of games, but they didn't want to hire Greg Williams, so they hired the closest thing to Greg Williams there, and that was Freddie Kitchens. And maybe something like that could even... We haven't even thought about that.
Can we just put a little respect on Greg Williams' name there?
Hold on now. I hadn't thought about this for a second. Like, if they go 4-4, let's say 6-2... Is there a chance they get rid of Stefanski and actually then promote up Ken Dorsey? Because that I think is the worst case scenario.
No.
I would be actively rooting against wins if I thought that was on the horizon.
There's only one guy. And here's the thing. I don't know. He'll take it. I don't know if that's the guy they'd want to hire. But no, I don't think so.
And I agree with you. I just had to get that out.
You've mentioned, though, that specific to this Sunday, you've mentioned the term guilt-free win. Hey, walk us through that.
No, I wonder if this is the last week where you can have one of those. First off, the Vegas says everything is close. And we're not having that moving forward, by the way. Steelers game, Chiefs game, Bengals game. The lines aren't going to be anywhere close to the Browns' favor. I wonder if this is one of those games where you can feel like on paper it's supposed to be close. You get the win. You beat a team that I don't know if we can say we're still supposed to beat any team. Mm-hmm. But you get a win against a team like the Saints that you can easily have. And you don't have to feel bad about draft position or your draft order. Because I think after this week, we're really going to start to turn the tides. We're going to start talking about quarterbacks. We'll talk about Shedeur Sanders. We're going to talk about even guys like Travis Hunter if we don't go quarterback. And we'll talk about draft position.
But not Jalen Milroe.
Definitely not Jalen Milroe. But basically Lamar Jackson. What are we doing here? But I think this might be the last week to have a win and not feel guilty about the draft position.
I think that might have been Baltimore already.
Might be.
I guess here's the thing.
The opportunity might have already came and went.
I really think there's a chance that if you win this game on Sunday, whether it's 5% or 25% or 50%, there's going to be people who hop back on the bandwagon. All right? And because those fans just always want optimism. And by the way, it's the best way to live. Right? To hell with draft position, to hell with Stefanski and making a decision on him or Andrew Berry, to hell with, let's just win games.
And just give me my wins.
And there is a part of me that, like, guys, I'm not going to be mad in the moment if they win. It's just the thing that we'll look back on potentially 8 weeks from now and go, well, that's the thing that cost you the number one or number two pick in the draft, and that might be the difference between being able to draft a quarterback and not.
Right. Well, so correct me if I'm wrong. I thought earlier in the week you had mentioned how you can't root, you just can't root for losses. That's not a thing that you're capable of, right?
Yeah. So, not in the game. Like, it's
so
just
when you're watching this, there's no scenario where you're like, that interception by Jameis, that was an awful thing, even if the interception in turn does steal the game.
So if they have a really bad game and then they just have a good quarter, right? Like the fact where they just look like the worst team by far for 40 minutes, 50 minutes of clock time, and then for 10 minutes they do like the garbage time thing. Like basically what they almost did was at the Cincinnati game. Yeah, the Cincinnati game. Like where really the Cincinnati was playing prevent defense. Deshaun was hurt. DTR was hurt, in quotations, and the emergency quarterback was in. Like, and then against prevent defense, they scored a cheap touchdown. Like if they scored a cheap touchdown to get a win, I'd be like, well, this is objectively dumb.
Now, that's the worst way to have these games go, isn't it?
But I don't think there's any more. Like, I do think the appropriate response is outside of the 1-4 window when you're watching the game. If they lose on Sunday at 3:15, it's more going to be like 4:15, 4:17. But at 4:17, you're going to go, man, it sucks to lose, and then you're going to say another one down. Like as soon as the game is over, I'm right back to being pragmatic with it.
Okay, because it's just such a long way. I mean, we have so many games left in the season.
Yeah, and that's what I think is really rough here is this is in three games.
Right, it's different if it's the end of the year.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, in fairness, your season was probably over the second you lost to Cincinnati.
I mean, and we can make an argument that maybe the Cincinnati game's right, but I think a lot of us knew even approaching like the Eagles game and really after the Commanders game, this was going nowhere. You just can't tell yourself that because it's such a long season.
So the Ravens game was this flicker of, oh, we can win a game again. And then you went out there and just got dominated by the Chargers at home. It really feels like, I mean, think about that. 2 full months plus the first week of January where if you don't win a game through the rest of the stretch, I mean, that is an incredibly long time. That's why everybody prognosticating about changes, you're having this conversation at a point where it's still very convenient to be like, but two coach of the years, but Andrew Berry's beloved.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think people realize, like, this is why when you and I talked earlier, it could get so much uglier from here because this losing could end up ramping up time and time again from the Saints to the Steelers all the way back to the Steelers 2 weeks later. Like, I'm not saying they're definitively going 0-8. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there are guilt-free wins here because every win is going to take you farther from the thing. And I know right now, there's not a great draft class or it's not a great quarterback draft class. Yeah, you can't worry about that. You really can't. Because the best thing for this organization, and I hate that I'm saying this, with 8 games to go, is get the number one pick. Because even if you don't want to use it, there's always going to be somebody that's quarterback hungry, and there's always going to be a really good chance to recoup future assets for that next class if you want to wait a year.
Which is 100% right. I wonder how many fans look at it that way. I mean, I can't help myself. You know, this is just how I am. I'm always looking at the moments you don't know. At the moment, the playoffs and a deep postseason run is off the table, then you got to be thinking about the draft and you got to be thinking about, but it's an awful way to be a fan.
Yeah.
It absolutely stinks.
Well, and I think what's so funny, I'm so glad you said that because that ties in with the now 8 or 9 games of just, hey, if you keep losing these games, it is going to turn fans off and farther off and farther off, and it's only going to get worse here. And that makes this different than anything that happened in the Haslam era previously. It makes it different than the Mangini thing. Because now you're looking at this and you're going, man, we were supposed to be a Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be a team that at least was capable of winning back-to-back seasons. And there are going to be two reactions. Fans are only going to get more apathetic, or they're only going to get angrier. And angry Browns fans have gotten it done in this town. And I'm not trying to reduce everything down to the firing thing, but like, we haven't seen angry Browns fans like this, because now it's not just the anger of losing. It is the absolute egg on your face of having the worst trade completed in NFL history, and it's on your team, and it's the thing that took you out of competition.
Right.
Like, it really is. It is a ball of bleep. It is a ball of crap. And, again, I think there are just some fans who say, I'm just not a Browns fan anymore. Or, you know what? When they make it worth it, maybe I'll come back. But I'm going to find different things to do. I don't think that's a majority of people. I think majority of people are saying, well, they said, because those same fans that you talked about the people who maybe don't think about, you know, the next year already, or the draft, or whatever. Or
yeah, who just want to enjoy their Sunday.
Yeah.
Root for a win, enjoy your team playing well.
Those people heard Andrew Berry a week ago say, hey, we got 8 games left, we got a lot to prove.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
So, well, okay.
And he put a lot on Stefanski in that moment as well. And they said they're trying.
Yeah, and that's...
We have to hold them to that. They said they're trying.
The downside of that, and again, they might be lying. But this is where lying and not succeeding is a real problem. Like, if they don't intend to... Listen, it's bad. If you go 0-8 or 1-7 from here, it's bad. Whether you're trying to lose or whether you're trying to win, it's bad. But if you tell every fan who heard that and said, not a hell, Nick and Jonathan are talking out there, you know what, right? Because there are people who are mad at us because we're like, 2-7, what do we do from here, right? Because, hey, no, we got 8 games to go. Those are the fans that you're going to be the most, that are going to be the most upset with you, and those are going to be the most vitriolic.
I don't know. I think a lot of fans have a good understanding of what's going on right now, and I think a lot of fans understand what we just said 5 minutes ago, that the season is cooked, the season's over, there's nothing really anyone's playing for outside of draft position, but there's always going to be that mental block that you have to get over when the game gets underway. Watching Cedric Tillman have a completed pass from Deshaun Watson for a 45-yard touchdown or something, how do you then in that moment tell yourself, no, I gotta stop myself. That wasn't an awesome play. That wasn't cool because that just... I'm watching NFL Tankathon. We're just moved from the 3rd spot to the 7th spot now with the draft order.
Jay Hammy, 115 on social media. Social media reactions.
The important part there.
On X, had to get it right. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said, you're an idiot, like, and you're, but he got the you're right.
He spelled
right.
You're right? Oh, that's good then.
Good for you. All fans are that don't root for wins. We have no evidence that we can draft. I want a fist down, let alone a TD, let alone a win.
He wants a fist down? Is that what you said?
I think what he means is a first down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just think typing isn't his forte.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Fist down could be a new thing.
I think Jeremy's the guy who right now is calling me an idiot. And I think 8 games from now, he's going to put that vitriol somewhere else.
Well, you're an idiot for rooting for the team?
No. I think he's saying you're an idiot for suggesting that fans aren't rooting for this team or that some people might be rooting against this team. And that's fine.
What do you honestly think that number is? Because I would have no idea. Is it 50? Is it 50-50?
I have to dream it up. Maybe 40-20?
40-20?
40.
That's not 100.
I was doing 40-20-40. 216-474-0092. Is there such a thing as a guilt-free win left this year? Meaning, if they win on Sunday, are you going to think at all about draft position or what it means for the rest of this year? And the other half of this, there might be some people not just rooting for a draft pick. they might be rooting for redemption, retribution, their pound of flesh. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.